Service is not expensive at Mel's Tire. It's priceless.
This is Allison with Mel's Tire. Winter is quickly approaching, so let us make sure you were prepared with a new set of tires, such as the Yokohama Geolander AT4, Yokohama MTG003, or the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. And while you're here, check out our new facility, Mel's Auto Service, for your full line of oil services, engine repairs, and more. Make it a safe winter with Yokohama and Mel's Auto Service, 820 Graham, where service is in the name.
Hey, VOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 11th of December, 28 degrees on our way to 42, and are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Scott Bernheide, and that can only mean one thing. Reese Across America is just about ready to come to fruition. Scott, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Ron and Chuck. Oh, I'm doing good.
Well, good.
Outstanding.
The big day is just about here, and I guess step number one in the process that will be happening on Saturday is to get the wreaths here, right?
Yes.
Yes.
We have to have the wreaths in order for this to work. I've been in contact with the truck driver since he left Maine with our load, and I got a phone call. He was supposed to be here today, this evening, and I got a phone call. His truck broke down.
So oh, no.
We are working on communicating with him and scheduling, so now it looks like Friday is when our truck and our wreaths will be here. As long as they're here before Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's right.
We kind of need them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm a little nervous yet, but it's going to work out.
So he's in, in Kansas City?
He's in the Kansas City area, yes. So
okay, well.
I know they've got his truck in a shop. They're working on it. Again, just waiting on a phone call from him for a good arrival time.
Well, and do you need any help still with the unload process? How's that coming along? I know you had everything set to go for later today.
Yeah, we did. We had a good volunteer base that was going to show up to unload, and I think we're going to maintain that volunteer base. Okay. So I think we're good. Actually, the response I've gotten this week has been phenomenal with the groups that and the people that have told me they want to come out and be a part of this. So, and not just unloading, but Saturday.
Okay.
We've got a total of 661 wreaths that were sponsored and that will be placed on Saturday, as long as they get here, of course. So we've got a good volunteer base that's planning to be there.
Well, 661, that's turned out to be a pretty good
that's
number.
Not bad.
That's a good number.
Yeah.
Again, our goal was 1,600. So 661 for our first year placing within the cemetery, I think, is a very good start.
That's about 40% of members, serves me correctly. So, yeah, that obviously is not where you want it to be. But how does this maybe, and I know I'm looking ahead, but how does this build momentum for Wreaths Across America 2025?
Well, I think that's a lot of is what's going on. Is most people don't even know about it, or they don't. They've heard about it. They've seen the pictures from Arlington, but they didn't know it was actually here. And I'm still running into this on a daily basis. You know, I'll go out there wearing my shirt or my jacket, and I have to, what is that? And so I tell them, well, have you seen the picture of Arlington with the wreaths at every headstone? Well, yeah. That's what I brought
it
to Emporia.
Yeah.
And so it's getting the word out that it's here. And I think after Saturday and the response we get, the people that show up, and the word of mouth that gets out, and pictures, and you know, whatever we can do to help that, I think more people are going to realize what we're doing.
Well, you had a goal of 1,600. You've got 661, and I know that a tough job that you're confronted with now is actually what veterans' graves get a wreath, correct?
Yes. It's a very large cemetery. We have 2,369 veterans alone buried in Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery. And, of course, our goal was 1,600. With 661, now is the hardest part I've come across with this program is I have to decide which veterans within the cemetery get a wreath this year. So I've been working really close with the cemetery and Brenda, and we've come up with a very good plan. And we're going to hit. Sorry, we're going to cover certain sections this year, and then next year, hopefully we'll have the sponsorship. Maybe we can cover the whole cemetery, or if not, then we'll cover the ones that weren't covered this year.
Okay.
So we want to be fair. I want every veteran to have a wreath, but it takes sponsorship. So, you know, 2,300, you know, wreaths at $17 a piece, that's, you know, that's what we're looking for next year. Of course, our number will probably go up between now and then, but
yeah,
that's my goal next year is 100% coverage.
Understood. Scott Bernheide joining us again as we talk about Wreaths Across America, all leading up to what is going to be taking place Saturday. So, Scott, walk us through the process starting at 1100 hours sharp here on Saturday.
Okay. What we did have grave-specific. We did grave-specific sponsorship this year. So, and we had 25 of those where you go, and it's still the same cost at $17. But you specifically get on our site and you say, this veteran, I'm sponsoring a wreath to this veteran's grave. And we had 25 of those this year. And that guarantees that no matter what section they're in, where they are in the cemetery, that guarantees that their veteran will have a wreath. So at 9 o'clock, between 10 and 11, I've invited those out to the cemetery so they can have, we'll present them their wreath, and they can go out and have time with their veteran between where it's quiet, before the ceremony where, you know, there's not a lot of people. They can have their own time with their veteran to present their wreath. At 11 o'clock, I'll have a call to order. We'll be on the west side of the cemetery by the Prairie Street entrance out in the grass there, just like we were last year. And I'll start with a call to order. And we'll do some, I have a script that I go by. But we'll also sing the national anthem. We'll have some military color guards on site. We'll have the 425th, which I was a part of. I went to Iraq with the 425th, the Army Reserve Unit here. They will be present as well, so we'll have military presence. We'll do the wreath presentations to the services. So each service will get a wreath. We'll put them on a stand, have the ceremony for that. And once we release when we're done with the ceremony, people are free to do what they want. They can go or they can stay, I'm sure, with the weather depending. And then we'll have about a 30-minute break. We've had some donations of Scooter's Coffee and Dunkin' Donuts that will be available. It is limited, of course.
Sure.
And after that, we'll meet again, and I'll go over over in that same area, and I'll go over the whole instructions for laying of the wreaths within the cemetery. And then we'll, I guess, divide and conquer.
Yeah, so you'll have well over 600 wreaths to place at that time then, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Any indication, Scott, of how long it's going to take for that wreath placement once the initial ceremony and gathering?
No.
I guess we'll find out.
It's a large cemetery if you haven't been out there in a while. It's very large, so depending on where they're at and how we can get people moved around, you know, we don't want a lot of car traffic within the cemetery either. You know, we'll keep out for people's safety and not a lot of car traffic, but people will have to probably drive, you know, to get from section to section.
So are you in pretty good shape as far as placement volunteers go, Scott?
I believe so. We've had some, even in the past week, I know we know that Honor Flight 252, South Lyon County, they're bringing a group. I got a 1-4-H group that's coming. I've got, I think, three Boy Scout troops that are coming. And then plus, you know, whoever shows from the general public. So I think we're going to have a high number. I mean, we had a good number just for the ceremony last year. I think it's going to be bigger this year. But one thing I want to also talk about is we've only have 661. So if we have 100 people, that's only 6 wreaths per person.
Yeah, that's.
So I want everybody I want everybody to experience honoring a veteran with a wreath. You know, to look at the whole picture and what are you doing with that wreath? And I want everybody to get that opportunity.
We're the founding city of Veterans Day, and the Wreaths Across America ceremony will be at 11 o'clock in the morning at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery. There'll be a ceremony, then there'll be some extensive wreath laying going on at the cemetery coming up Saturday. Looks like it's going to be a nice day, though. They got that going for you. Temperatures near 50.
Yes, so. We talked about that last time. I was but you know what? Rain, snow, or shine. I plan on being there.
Whatever happens. And we were talking before I went on the air, too. Really, there is an educational process to this because you have been contacted by a number of individuals saying, well, are you going to be laying a wreath on my veteran, you know, my relative?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, hey, that could have been the case if, you know, you sponsored one.
Yes.
You can make sure that happens, right?
If you want to guarantee that your veteran receives a wreath, we have what they call a grave-specific sponsorship.
Yeah.
And you get on our site or on wreathsacrossamerica.org site and go to sponsor a wreath and scroll down to grave specific and you put in your veterans information, and I get that information. I get a list of all grave specifics that tell me who sponsored it, who your veteran is, and we will have those. We'll have a registration tent out there Saturday morning, and I'll have that list. So if you sponsored a grave specific, you come to the registration tent, and we will present you with your wreath at that time, and you can go have your time with your veteran.
So how long will the wreaths be out, Scott?
Our pickup date is January 11th.
Okay.
And, yes, we could use volunteers for that as well.
Okay.
And there will be a sign-up in our registration tent for cleanup as well.
Okay.
Okay. Scott, are we missing anything other than maybe getting information out as to how people can contact you if they'd like to volunteer for, you know, this week's activities, the cleanup next month, or, you know, get that information out again as to how people can get those wreaths really set aside for next year's activities?
Come out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Come out on Saturday. All right.
Come out on Saturday. Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery, 2000 Prairie Street, Emporia, Kansas. And we'll be on the west side on the Prairie Street. One thing people need to remember, though, is the construction going on Prairie Street.
Yeah.
You can't get through on 15th. You have to go up to 18th if you're coming from the south. And parking. So, you know, just be vigilant that your parking may be a ways away and you may have to walk. So, and, of course, you know, once we hit the cemetery and start placing all the wreaths, I think we'll all get our steps in for the day.
I bet you will. But we're looking forward to a wonderful day. And that's a good number. 661 wreaths will be laid coming up Saturday morning. We'll keep us posted on the truck situation and getting the wreaths here. That's step number one.
That's step number one
in this process. So keep us posted. It looks like it will be a Friday unload day, at least as of right now.
As of right now, we're looking at Friday midday.
Okay.
Is the driver's assumption. So, again, I'm waiting on a phone call from him when his truck is, and we're not the only load. So he's got like three drop-offs, and we're in there somewhere. So
okay,
he's got to go somewhere else and unload, and go somewhere else and unload, and I don't know if we're the first, the middle, or the last, or where we are on his route. But I'm just waiting on a phone call from him.
Well, Scott, thanks for all you're doing. You are obviously passionate about this, and you have put a lot of time and effort, blood, sweat, and tears into this. We know that. So we want to support you in any way we possibly can, so keep us posted. And we look forward to the truck getting here and then looking forward to a great Wreath Across America Dedication Day coming up on Saturday. Thanks for stopping in this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me again.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for all you're doing.
Scott Bernheide joining us here. Wreaths Across America again Saturday at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery. If you want to be part of our morning show, specifically the Newsmaker Spot, 720 to 730 or thereabouts every weekday, call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Emporia Lions Club representative Gary Post is our Newsmaker guest tomorrow morning.
And our primetime Newsmaker brought to you this morning, Chuck, by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. 734, 28 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Did you- you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture, the easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory. Then, Blueprint builds the delivery network by expanding the crop's reach beyond the roots. For the Maximum Acre solution that provides bigger, healthier crops, source it with Blueprint. Visit sound.ag/Bren Fisher, that's Brenfisher, to learn more.
KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 735, 28 degrees. TV 13 meteorologist Doug Myers in with the weather, brought to you this morning by Hand in Hand Hospice, serving Chase, Coffee, Greenwood, Lyon, Morris, and Osage counties. And by Hague Pharmacy, where the nature of their business is taking care of people with their family approach and free local delivery. Hague Pharmacy, 1400 West 12th.
From Channel 13, I'm meteorologist Doug Myers at the latest forecast on this Wednesday. Plenty of sun.